want to go to the KRDL Newsline and visit with Olivia Rinaldi, who's been following the primary election for us. Good morning, Olivia. The delegates are about to be awarded to both President Biden and former President Donald Trump. They could essentially clinch everything in their parties, right?
Yeah, good morning, Dan and Shan. Both Biden and Trump are within striking distance today of officially clinching that nomination for president, becoming the presumptive nominee. They become the official nominees over the summer during the nominating conventions. But right now, today, people are out voting in these critical states, in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Washington, and in Hawaii, to choose who will be the next nominee. And by and large, it looks like it's going to be a rematch between Biden and Trump in 2024.
A lot of people around the country are not too particularly excited about that matchup. But you had a chance last week to go to the party at Mar-a-Lago. How was that for the former president, Donald Trump?
It was enthusiastic. It was raucous. This is, you know, his base, his people in his home at Mar-a-Lago. These are people who have been around Trump and the campaign for quite a while and are excited to see his return really to the top of the ticket and to the top of the Republican Party and setting the agenda. These were excited folks. There was a lot of people there from former Congressman Madison Cawthorn to, you know, Trump senior advisors who were in the watch party with him. So really, there's a lot of enthusiasm there on the Trump side. And they keep comparing that with the Biden side, especially after this past weekend where they both held rallies in Georgia. Biden's was by invite only. Trump was open to the public. And it was quite a stark difference in those pictures there.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, we only wait till it becomes inevitable that they've wrapped up their party's nominations. And then the only other question on the table will be whether they will engage in a debate sometime in the near future over the summer.
Right. Absolutely. Trump has said several times now he's open to debating Biden anywhere, anytime, even a debate that is set up by the Democratic National Committee or sanctioned by them. Biden, of course, has said he's not sure. It would depend. He's kind of wavering on that. But Trump has said he's willing to debate Biden at any time. I guess that's the next part of this, right? We're looking to see who will be Trump's running mate and if the two men will face off before November 5th.
Is there any word, by the way, of either, well, Trump, as far as his vice president selection at all? Is there any rumblings at all?
Of course, there's rumblings of people he's talking to, people he's meeting to. But as far as, you know, picking anyone, advisors I've spoken with at the Trump campaign, they're going to draw this out. I mean, he's someone who understands suspension in reality and, you know, keeping people entertained. And why give it up? You know what I mean? It's one of those things that people are enthusiastic about and interested in, and it keeps people engaged in the topic. So they'll likely drag this out for quite a bit. But yeah, as this race turns to the general election and we know likely who the nominees are going to be, the veep stakes will start to heat up. So start to see some more people. People I'm watching include Senator Tim Scott as a potential vice presidential pick. Trump brings him up a lot, as well as North Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is someone, or South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, I should say. A few other House members. So likely see this is going to heat up pretty soon.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Olivia, thanks for the time and the great information. As always, we'll look forward to the next one.
Thanks, Dan.